I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to Psalm 142. I've been studying in 2 Samuel now for several months in my personal devotions. It's almost become like my sermon series. They last for longer than I intend for them to, but there's so many good things that the Lord has for us. And Psalm 142 is related to the passage in 2 Samuel where David is backed into a cave and Saul is sitting in the front of the cave with all of his groups, and he's back there trying to be super quiet. And there's a psalm that's associated with that, and it's a maskil. A maskil is a teaching psalm. It's one, there's lessons that you can learn. And basically, we could translate it this way, is lessons learned when backed into a corner of a cave. Now, when you're backed into the corner of a cave, there is no exit. This week, I took my young people to Mobile, and we went to the Five River Safari camp where they have, it's a teaching zone for Alabama students, and anybody can go there and learn. And they had this wildlife section there, and they talked about being careful that you never back an animal into a corner, because there's either two ways they'll respond. They'll either play dead if they're a possum, or they will bite you if they're a snake. All right. Some animals, when backed into a corner, they'll just charge out and bite and do whatever they've got to do to get away. Some will just play dead. And here we find David's backed into a corner. Listen to his language. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Here he is. He's backed up into the cave. His enemy that's seeking his life is in the front of the cave. He's in the back of the cave. And he's pouring out his complaint to the Lord as he's there. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. You ever had that panic moments where you're just completely overwhelmed? What am I going to do? There's nowhere to run. There's no back gate. There's no open door in the back of this cave to get out. This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Now that's a panic moment. There's nobody else on this earth that can help you. There's no way out. There's no exit door that you can slip out of and get out of the trouble. You've got to face it now. Verse 5, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Now listen, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with him. Now, I want you to notice something here. The King James translates it in such a way that David says, if you'll just let me go, I'll praise your name. But that's not what's behind the heart here. It's literally this, praising thy name, bring my soul out of prison. Not I'm going to praise your name if you do this for me. No. He's not making a bargain here with the Lord. You know, many times we do that, do we not? Lord, if you'll just get me out of this jam, I'll never do this again. Lord, if you'll just deliver me, I'll praise your name for the rest of my life. God's not interested. He wants you praising his name when you're backed against the wall or when you're in a good time, when everything's going your way. He wants you what? Praising his name. And this is the picture that's given here. Praising thy name, bring my soul out of prison. What do you do when you're backed into a corner and there's no way out? Except to face the enemy. You cry out to God, say, God, get me out of this jam, and I'll praise your name then, or praise his name and seek his face. What should you do when you come to the very bottom of the barrel, like the widow whose oil had been played out? What do you do when you get down there? What do you do when you come to the end of your rope? What do you do when there is no possible way of exit? You know what you should do? You should praise the Lord. We learned that this week in Pastor Watt's message from the book of Peter. That in our suffering, what should we do? We should praise and honor his name. We should rejoice in the suffering. You see, folks, God provided a way of escape for David because he was praising his name. Are we praising his name this morning? Well, you just don't know all the difficulties I'm going through. I've got this terrible thing going on in my life and this issue's going on. You just don't understand. God does. I may not understand, but God does. And David says here, bring me out of my prison while I am praising your name. That's the thrust. While I am praising your name, against the wall, no exit. My enemy's right here, sleeping. But I'm praising your name. Lord, would you provide a way of escape? And God did. Does he always? I don't know. Sometimes God says, I just want you to stay there for a while. I have a greater program that I'm doing. You're part of my greater program. Maybe this is it. But maybe not. What should we be doing? Praising the Lord's name. Have you ever praised his name when everything was just going absolutely haywire? That's what we ought to be doing. What a lesson we have from God's Word, that when we're backed into the back corner of a cave and there's no exit and the enemy is sleeping right in front of you and there's no possible way of delivery that you can see, what should you do? Praise his name and seek his face. God help us to have that kind of attitude.